The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, here we are, end of the week, Friday, June 25th, and what's going to happen, imagine, a year from now? What will we be talking about? How many people will still be here? How many will be sick from diseases that no one in government dares point to the vaccine as having caused? We know what's going on out there. And I met a young person today, worked in a Verizon store, and told me that she has not been vaccinated. She had a mask on, and you're supposed to, still in Oregon. But she said that she's been having a lot of, and you've heard it all before, female problems, severe. She's lost 3 pregnancies and has never in her life had a problem. She has a 4-year-old child. She said that she's just barely touching something and has bruises. She showed me one of the bruises. She had about 3 inches by 3 inches on the inside of her elbow. She said, I barely touched it. And this is happening all the time. No vax. It's the spike being laterally transmitted to God only knows how many people every day. Also fatigue. And this is, I tried to explain to her, these are very common results from people who have been tainted, contaminated. They're just no end of these symptoms. There's, some are primary, some are secondary, some don't show up for a couple of weeks. But this thing about losing 3 pregnancies, how many stories have we seen of pregnancies ending in disaster? Right? Either stillbirth or premature stillbirth, you name it. Everything you can imagine is going on. And it's all about this incredibly diabolically, satanically evil bioweapon that has been put into these non-vaccines. I said it in the very beginning, and I know all of you know, because we talked about it. It's not a vaccine. It's a carrier. And we have spent countless hours helping you have access to the very best information possible. This is really evil stuff, and we are up against it. So right now, 180 million Americans have had at least one of the kill shots. About 155 million have had both kill shots and are, of course, now waiting for their booster. They're not telling us when they're going to start administering boosters. Could be every 6 months, 12 months, every 18 months, we don't know. But the idea of reducing the white, Western, Christian nations and their populations has never been more clear. That is the agenda. And I read to you the other day the quote from Dr. John Coleman's essential book, The Committee of 300. I don't know how to get people to read anymore. It's almost impossible, but Dr. John Coleman understood, and he said in 1993, and he probably wrote it in 1992, that the world population was going to be reduced down to 1 billion people. Maybe less. We were friends, actually. I'm very honored to be able to say that. We spent a lot of time talking about things off air, and they tried to take him out, and he was very sick for a long time. Nobody knew this. But he was a very dedicated, ferocious servant of the good people on this planet, Dr. John Coleman. So if you have a chance, get his book, by all means, Conspirators' Hierarchy, The Committee of 300, and read it, and you'll see. This man spent, I think, 3 years in the biggest library in London. I've forgotten the name of it, as I keep saying, but he said, all I did was read. He said, Jeff, it's all there. It's all there. You just have to know where to look. And being MI6, he knew where to look, and he found it. So there you go. All right. Now we're off to the party state of America, South Dakota. And if you have any doubt about it, you missed last month's program. That's all I can say. These are happy people in South Dakota. Stop that laughing. And Dean, dynamic, daring Dean Henderson is back with us tonight, our buddy. And that was fun. That was you. I'm glad you had a good time. You deserve it.
Well, sometimes we got to dance on our heads, you know.
Damn right.
Count coup on them, because they're definitely, like, as you said in your intro, which was all really correct and awesome. And that's how serious it is, folks. So, yeah, we got to, like, you know, it's pushing and shoving. I mean, you know, it's all about, to me right now, it's all about everybody who's wanting to save us from this diabolical cabal. Got to look into this Eco Health Institute.
Right.
And I mean, really look into it, and which I've been doing. And you'll see all the connections between the governments, between the NGOs, between the universities, and then you'll see the same talking heads on TV from these institutions.
Same
for example, this Aziz Shah, J-H-A, this guy from Brown, he's the head of the public health thing at Brown University, and probably changed his name from Shah, is my guess, S-H-A-H, which John Coleman would probably tell you was one of the bloodlines, the Shah family. But anyway, Brown has affiliations with this Eco Health Institute as well. And so, yeah, he's out there the other day saying, oh, you know, universities should require vaccinations this fall. That would really help us, you know, blah, blah, blah. But he's a little toad, and look in his eyes, and he's just got these cold, dark, like, lizard toad eyes. He's like a toad. I call the toads are the, like, the minions of the lizards. I'm starting to think there's these toads out there, like Fauci's a toad, and who's that guy from Baylor? Hotez, Peter Hotez. He's like a toad.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're
like the lizards.
Yeah, minions. They're satanic toads.
Satanic toads for sure, and not human, not right in the noggin, you know.
Hey, they don't care about human life, Dean. They're sociopaths. They're beyond sociopaths. We're running out of words here. They're way worse than sociopaths. They're not human. They're non-functional in terms of any kind of morality that we recognize. They laugh at it. They're just pure effing evil.
Pretty much, yeah. That's happening. And, and that's what we're up against. But on the other hand, it's being exposed. And the media, any journalist worth their salt, they need to keep on Fauci about this Eco Health Institute, because the NIH was also a partner. Sent them a lot of money, and that's the outfit in
Nobody
Wuhan
knows
that
the name, Dean. Eco Health Institute, nobody
Eco
knows.
Eco Health Institute, I know. And we need to just say it over and over. over and over until people do know and then start looking into it and start, you know, asking these questions of Fauci and Ajit Shah and all these people who are out there, you know, with conflicts of interest. And then not only that, but they're sitting there doing gain of function research at Wuhan, how to pass a virus from an animal to a human. That's called biological warfare. We were told Saddam had chemical weapons. We had to stop it. Who's going to stop this mad bunch of Zionists? And they're all, and it's all City of London because Purbright's in there and Wellcome Trust is in there funding it too. And partners, you just go to their website and look at their partners tab. Look under the partners tab at Eco Health Institute. They'll give you all the different universities and all the different NGOs, all the different government agencies. Malaysia, for some reason, the government of Malaysia, a lot of universities in Malaysia are also involved. So that's interesting. And I don't get
it. That is interesting.
It could be overseas Chinese, because I think what it is you do it in China, you get a plausible deniability from that. Plus, China's the low-wage platform for everything, so why not germ warfare research as well? Because you just pay people less, and they love that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, and then they could say, you know, look, China did it and all this stuff, and I don't believe that for a minute. I think the Chinese, when they first came out, they said U.S. military brought it here. You know, and then they just, you didn't hear the Chinese interviewed anymore after that. But it was
you go back to University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Then you go and look at Dr. Charles Lieber in Toronto or wherever the hell he was.
Yeah.
And then you can track your footprints to Wuhan. I mean,
it's an international.
It's all there.
People just have to research it, discover that it's all there, and that this was like we said last time, and it's beyond Nuremberg. These are people creating a biological weapon to kill like 80% of the population.
Yeah.
What could be any more horrid than that? So. Yeah, I mean, people just need to, and Gates had a tough time, and Fauci's had a tough time, and then, Biden's over there, like, lifting the nose of the crown, which was just disgusting, you know, because they needed a bailout, and they kind of got one a little bit there from Biden, the lapdog crown agent, I guess. And so, but anyway, it's tit for tats, back and forth. They're coming out now, the Delta variant, the Delta Plus variant now in the U.K., ratcheting up their evil because they know that they're on the ropes big time right now. And they also know that, for example, in my state, 55% of people have got the damn thing, and I'm pretty sure that's where it's going to end. And that's not very good for them. And Wyoming's way worse. And there's some other states that are worse, too. And they're done. I mean, there's no more people are going to get this thing. Okay, so they know that. That's why it's just desperation and all these things they're doing, going door to door now, what are they going to do with these people that rioted on January 6th? Are they going to be the first people in the FEMA camps? Because if you see them going to a FEMA camp, probably time to pack your bags, you know.
I'm afraid you're right. What's going to happen here? One of the potential variants, and I'm not talking about allegedly viral variants of forward movement here, is that this spike protein and the prions that are attached to it are going to get into the brains of people without any question. Now, if they're vaxxed, they're going to end up with mad cow or Alzheimer's. I'm speaking for me, not for Dean necessarily or anyone else. All my studies, all my information points directly to that. And there's your, we got to tell them in advance, there's your vampire and ghoul and zombie. All wrapped up into one. It's all there. It's all there. Vampire, I say that because the zombies will probably end up being cannibals. And if you have 170 million vaxxed, 10% is 17 million. Where are they going to put them? In FEMA camps? That's a lot of camps. You know, Dean, we only have 900,000 hospital beds in this whole country. 900,000. That's all beds. So where are they going to put 17 million? They're going to be on the streets walking around like zombies do.
Walk and move. I mean, that's all you can do at that
point. That's right.
No, you can see it. You can see it already happening. I mean, I've noticed a few people that I know did get vaccinated that they do seem to, like, they're changing, honestly, and getting even weirder. But they were already weird because those people that got vaccinated.
Here's another one. And you're right. You're so right. I talked to another young man. I don't know. He's 40. And he said, you know, I haven't gotten that crap. I won't get it. But my mother did. And she had it about 3 months ago. And I'll tell you, I talked to her on the phone last week several times. She's not the same person.
And I've heard that from other people, too, about their family. So it's I believe it. And no, I think that's it's prions. You're right. It's mad cow disease. And you've been working on this stuff forever. This was all putting down stuff that happened in England back in the 80s or whatever that was. I don't know what it was. Anyway, that was all experimentation.
Well, 20 years ago.
20 years ago, probably. Yeah, and that's and it's a protein. That's what that is. It's spike. And what is this spike protein factory thing that's going on? That's what you said in your initial monologue. That was just that's so key, man. Is that spike protein thing that's going on? How they're somehow they want people to create spike proteins.
Well, they turn them into factories. That's all their cells do.
Factory. That's right. That's what they're doing. And why are they doing that? What's the deal? And the only thing you can think is, yeah, I mean, they just want to do the, you know, basically give us mad cow disease and drive everybody crazy.
I have several papers on that, on the right-hand side in the Spike Corona archive down on the homepage. You go look through there and you'll see them. Several papers about mad cow, about Alzheimer's and other mental issues, neuropathy issues, a lot of things. This spike protein is one of the most incredibly evil, diabolically sophisticated things ever to come out of a laboratory. Ever. Ever. It's that bad. And here's another fear porn. You mentioned the Delta, the feared Delta variant. They got another one now. They're desperate. Here it is from England. Six cases of the new Lambda, L-A-M-B-D-A, Lambda COVID variant, first found in Peru, confirmed in England.
And you think about that, Jeff, how they're categorizing them according to sort of this Greek stuff, right? And this is the way, you know, the Illuminati's think, you know, they're the ones that are all tripping out about, you know, the alpha male and all this shit. And it's so they're, you know, and you look at like 1984 and that's what they were creating, the alphas, the epsilons, the lambdas, the deltas. And so what they're doing is they're telling you right there that this is not a virus or, you know, this is not a vaccine. This is not anything. It looks like that these are sort of categories of this weapon system. And what it also tells you is that the Delta is not as powerful as the first one, which is why they're having a lot of trouble with their PR right now, because, oh, there's these scary variants, but nobody's dying. It's over. It's finished, Todd. I mean, all the young kids and the healthy people are just healthy. They're fine. And you're not going to get the death count you need to justify this crazy stuff you're doing very much longer. But then, like you say, there's this other thing that's going to kick in. And that's the kind of the race is like to educate enough people to know that that's
we're going to see kidney failure, liver disease, heart disease, heart attacks, lung problems, pneumonia, all manner of major catastrophic illnesses in the next year to three and a half years from now. That's the when everything should be in full swing and people should really tragically be paying the price for their We told them, please don't get this thing. It's not a vaccine. It's a carrier. It's a lie.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
And then the stats start coming out. Even if you get it, you have a 99.9997% chance of surviving it.
Survival.
Even if you don't take vitamin D3.
Right.
So what a joke. And anybody who knows anything about virology knows that when viruses mutate, they always mutate to a weaker form. Always. It's an immutable law, practically, in virology.
Exactly.
They don't want to kill their hosts.
Yeah.
That's not smart.
No, you're exactly right. That's what they live off of, so they have to keep the host alive. And this is the thing, is we've got to get to the bottom of who this EcoHealth Institute is. It's one of these public-private partnerships they talk about. And that's what they're, you know, or their lingo nowadays. And then what it means is the private sector, huge corporations make the money, and the public part actually facilitates this sort of facade that hides that it's just pure money, you know? So it's really just kind of a slick, sneaky form of the same old capitalism. Public sector doesn't get anything out of it. Private sector makes a shitload of money. And yeah, and this is just, I mean, this is the kind of evil stuff that these people are,
doing.
I think it's perfectly normal because they're kind of initiated into this Luciferian satanic cult, whether they know it or not, that basically worships the human intellect over nature. Just that simple. Thinking that we can always tweak things and make them better because we're never content. We're never just happy with this tree. Oh, this tree's fine. No, we need to do it. Make it into whatever. And that's this kind of this Wetiko mindset that's taken over. And it was in Europe, and the Europeans brought it over here because they were subject to it in Europe from the royalty and the bloodlines. And they brought it here, and they infected this continent with it. And, yeah, it's kind of, and it's, and this, and you just watch them now, and they're just like, they change their mind every day, and they're thinking too fast, they're going way too fast, and their minds are literally spinning out of control right now.
Yeah.
These Wetikos, they're losing it. They're losing it because they're overthinking everything. Like this rescue in Florida, it's like, I don't know, just get in there and get those people, because if you don't, they're going to die anyway. I don't know. It just seems like everything gets, oh, it's so complicated, and we have to draw these diagrams and do these algorithms. And
come on, like, get the cranes in there and pull it.
I don't know. It's just that's where I see we're at, Jeff, and not just with the elite, but at kind of every level of society. Like, you're going to see this kind of meltdown of functionality.
Common sense died, Dean.
Yep,
common
that's
sense.
It. That's it in a nutshell. There you go. And so, yeah, everything has to be kind of PC or, you know, watch your step or walk on eggshells about it. I just, that's weird. It's just weird, man.
It is.
And it ain't happening. We were partying in Deadwood Saturday night. Jody Messina's playing, and no man, not a mask in sight. It must have been 10,000 people. And they went in the bar and did some rock and roll dancing and old people
good
with
job.
All these frat kids. It was pretty funny. But well, just nobody was wearing a mask. Nobody was tripping. Nobody was, and several people from out of state, oh, we're so glad to be here. That's the way people got to be, just stay free, stay wild. Don't get in your head, man. Don't get into your head. And this
I
is
see
what
them
I'm afraid
all the time. The people there, they've somehow escaped that. But not out here. A lot of people in there, so in their head, you see it's written all over their face. They're just they're dark, they're gloomy, they're morbid, they're just not happy. I didn't see one smile. I went to the store today, I looked, I couldn't see one smile. I didn't see one. Nothing.
That's terrible.
So, all right, hold on just a minute. Dean and I'll be, we'll be right back. And Eco Health Alliance. Eco Health Alliance. Look it up during the break, everybody. Just let's get familiar with this. Hang on. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Dean about lots of things, and I hope you've just taken a moment to look up this Eco Health Alliance. Just to think, here's another tentacle on the Agenda 21 or 2030 octopus. It's just another one. And you just look at partners. But come on, just scroll down the page. What names do you see? Johnson & Johnson. How's that for an opener? Huh? Right there. And you mentioned Brown University. It's quite a combination of leading-edge communist, progressive communist. Ross University, it looks like a harmless, wonderful, enlightened group of people. UC Davis, and here, governmental partners.
Johns Hopkins. Don't forget Johns Hopkins.
Johns Hopkins is right there. It's a school of veterinary medicine below that. It just keeps going. Johns Hopkins. The formal title of that department is Bloomberg School of Public Health. So, but Johns Hopkins, that's the name. Understand. See, governmental partners, the Centers for Disease Control. Huh? USGS. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. It all sounds really cool, doesn't it? It ain't. Yeah, that's it. So, there you go. And did you see these senior fellows? You want to see some globalist, elite, communist types? Look at these three turkeys. And then it just goes on. It's all there. Yeah.
And then I find out Google has been funding DASAC stuff, which means Google is funding this stuff, too. So, of course, a lot of it, as we know, is about data collection, DNA collection of the whole planet's DNA, which I'm still convinced that's what these tests are for. And they were sending this stuff to Wuhan, from what I heard, under some Gates-funded thing. So, yeah, it's really big tech, big pharma. And that's right now, that's the spearhead of the global money flow, you know, the crown's money flow. That's where the money's at, you know, big pharma, big tech, big data. And so, yeah, and then the depopulation agenda, that is crystal clear. So they can't really roll out this fourth industrial revolution, I don't think, successfully with 7 billion people in the world, 7.5, whatever it is. So we need less people because the robots are coming. So all in one fell swoop, this is what's going down, and nothing short of that. And it is it's a war on people. It's a war on humanity. And, we got to bust them. We got to expose them, keep exposing them, and keep getting more and more people tuned in, which I do think is happening. But, yeah, how many people are going to die in the meantime? It's not going to be pretty, I'm afraid.
Well, if they don't die of one of their contrived ailments, they'll just kill them like they did McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
They kill people. Remember, that's what I've been saying over 20 years. They kill people. That's all that doesn't matter to them.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's in the way, they just kill them.
Smack them. Yep, that's what they do. That's what they've always done. And a pretty evil bunch going in there and doing that. And, it's all the same cast of characters. And I think China's just basically, and who knows? I mean, maybe it was a bioweapon against the Chinese. And then how they do problem, reaction, solution, and all this stuff. So you're thinking, well, we'll make it a problem for the Chinese. We'll kind of wage a little mini war on them and release it into Wuhan. See how they handle it. And then if they handle it like we think they do, which will be a really draconian fashion, well, that'll advance our tech aspect, our surveillance society. You know what I mean? That's just the way they think. It's perfect. And all the while, people either think, well, China did it, or they think, maybe they think, it's just the U.S., but it's really, again, it's the crown. And it's the crown, it's the globalists, it's the elite billionaires just trying to, basically, their interest is to keep the world destabilized at all times. And I think they're increasingly realizing that they let the U.S. get to be too much of a superpower. And so they're knocking us back for sure. This is part of what this is. I even wonder about that thing in Surfside. It was at I saw charges coming off the corners of that building. What does that mean? People say, well, it's electric. Well, maybe it was. But it sure looked like
look,
charges.
If you're talking about a third world...
Who's attacking us there? What's going on with JBS attack? What's going on with the pipeline attack? What's going on with all these kind of weird things that are going on against us?
Right.
And then the shippers. One more thing, Jeff. The shippers. This is what the whole inflation problem is. It's the shippers, I'm hearing. And they're doubling the container from China to Long Beach is... was $2,500, now it's $5,000. And who are the shippers? Well, P&O Ned Lloyd is by far the biggest. And they go under Hoppeck Ned Lloyd sometimes. But P&O is the Peninsular and Orient Navigation Company. Hong Kong Shanghai Bank partner in Hong Kong, the shipping, always the shippers. The Swire family, the Sutherland family, the Keswick family, the Jardine family, Matheson family, all the British sirs and knights and So again, there's the Crown, and they're the ones that are charging the exorbitant shipping rates. And this is really the main reason why everything's going through the roof. So that's interesting because, yeah, so where's that attack emanating from? Oh, the Crown. I see. And then you just put it all together, and it's all emanating from the Crown, just as Dr. John Coleman knew that it emanated from and told us. And that's still where it's emanating from, and they're really trying to bring us down a notch. And they will destabilize the world where there's no clear leader, there's no clear military, leader anymore. And I think they're realizing that, so something going on that way, with China.
Well, what I've learned early on, and this goes back to about 20. The Deagle Report first appeared 2013. I didn't see it for 4 years until 2017. And then about, I don't know, a year ago when it became kind of popular, I started looking at it and I said, what the hell? Why is the U.S. taking such a big hit? And I looked and then England, the biggest hit of all, from 75 million down to 14 million. And then I said, okay, I'm going to look at all the Western white Christian nations and make a list. And I did. Mm-hmm. And every one of them is taking big, big hits. GDP, number of population reduction. In every case, the numbers in the population reduction figure were down substantially or significantly. And that's Western white Christian. Now, here's what John Coleman wrote in 1993 in his book, Conspirators' Hierarchy. The population of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States will be decimated more rapidly on other continents until the world's population reaches a manageable level of 1 billion. Okay? So he said it in his book that they were going after Western white Christians first. War on whites? Where do you think that's tied to? It's tied to the same thing.
It is, because the fact of the matter is the British mercantilist model has always been, because they're savages. These are the original savages, you have to understand. That's
they are killers. They're killers.
So they set it up to where they would always whack the next in line behind them that was getting too uppity or too powerful. And wherever that was, whatever colonial setting was, if that was going on. And so who's been the most successful in the world as far as economic, advancement? Well, it has been, white Europeans, clearly. So we're the next, we're right below, we're their competitors, sort of. And this is just classic. This is what they always do. And, they did it, they do it all the time. They did it to Germans twice. I mean, before World War I and World War II.
One of the great tragedies that the German people had to go through that.
Yeah.
And they didn't stop killing them when the war ended, as you know. Anywhere from 8 to 15 million more were killed from 1945 to 1953 or thereabout. Because they still were German nationalists, and they went, the international Zionist machine went in there, and they kept killing them. They just kept killing them. And Germans could do nothing.
Yeah. Too good at making Mercedes Benz and stuff. So they had
to
whack
them. Too good. They were walking away from everybody.
America was too successful. We were a democracy that was too successful. Started to challenge these guys in some way. And let's face it, Americans have been, and Western Europeans have been at the forefront of the conspiracy research that has just exploded and, woke a lot of people up, especially Americans, I'd say, have been cranking that out. And they don't like that at all either. So they know the political climate everywhere. I mean, who needs to be punished, who doesn't, who's in line, who's not. There may be certain European countries that are toeing the line that they just leave alone. Maybe they'll leave Canada alone. Canada seems like, pretty much neutered and dusted and sewed up.
It's gone.
It's really sad. I used to love Canadians and Canada, and I thought it was a cool place, and wow.
No more.
They Same with Australia and New Zealand. They might spare those people because they just seem to be obedient servants, mostly, with some exceptions, of course.
If the Bolsheviks in China want Australia, they'll end up taking Australia when this all starts to implode. Here's another one-sentence quote from Dr. John Coleman. Did you ever get a chance to meet him or talk to him?
No, I didn't, but I'll tell you what.
I wish you had.
That book, you're right, that's essential reading. That's, if you're going to read, that's definitely a top five book ever.
Yeah.
Maybe higher than that, I'd say, because it's really good. And maybe it's best book. It's a damn good book. I know that. And I used it for my, I did read it. And I used it for a lot of my research in Big Oil, for sure. Big Oil put some really interesting pieces together. Reading Coleman's book. But I never did meet him.
He's a wonderful, wonderful gentleman, really.
Hell of a guy. Brave, really brave, right?
You got it. Really they brave. Tried to kill him. He went in for a varicose vein or some simple thing, and I don't know how he survived. They gave him all kinds of horrors, things went wrong, and he was barely able to keep that leg when they were done with him. Anyway, here's the other quote. Energy. Now, think of energy, the word, as a massively inclusive term. Energy. Energy for everything we do in life. Energy. Food. Talk about a massively inclusive word. Energy, food, and water shall be kept at subsistence levels for the non-elite, starting with the white populations of Western Europe and North America, and then spreading to other races. We are tabbed to be taken down first. The plug has been pulled on the U.S. of A. That's the truth. The globalists pulled the plug on this country, and that's why you see what you see now.
That's right. That's exactly the last paragraph of my Big Oil book, the very first book I wrote, and the one with 950 footnotes. And
that's exactly what I said in the last
paragraph, was that basically the U.S., the 9/11, because 9/11 was the last chapter of that book, and then 9/11 was the harbinger of the takedown of the United States. And that's exactly, and it's in Cecil Rhodes' last will and testament, which I think I quoted in that paragraph. And that's what his will and testament says, is, we want to take down the United States and return it to the British Empire. That's what it says. Read it. And the writing's been on the wall forever, and we've not dealt with these people or these things. And we could have. We had the military might to do it, but we just get, they buy people and they put them in office here. So the traitors, and we don't have a patriotic government that understands this, the danger that this crown represents over and over. They did 9/11. They killed Kennedy. They did COVID. They do all this stuff. It's all there. It's all, just like Coleman said, it's all there. You just got to get into a library and research it, which is what I did for that book, too, and 13 years of it. But it's all there. And there's no theories in that book, and there's no theories in Dr. Coleman's book. It's just all conspiracy.
Right.
All conspiracy, no theory. It's the old steam shovel press motto.
Oh, what happened to Steam Shovel Press?
I don't know.
That was a great little operation.
It was a good one, wasn't it? Yeah. Was it when? What the hell was that? No, Yuri, right? Yeah, Yuri Dalmenko, right?
Yes, he just vanished.
Yeah. I don't even know, man, but I talked to him on the phone a couple times, and I don't know what happened to him. He was in St. Louis, But that was their motto. I always thought that was a great motto, all conspiracy, no theory. Because, look, the people that research this stuff and come up with this stuff, it's because they're researching, they're dedicated, they're academic-like. And then for these elitists to sort of tell the sheeple that we're just a bunch of conspiracy, it's so insulting because we're the ones that actually dedicate our lives to researching this stuff and looking into it, and most people don't. And if they did, they'd see the same things we see. But they keep them busy and they keep them distracted. Bread and circuses, the old Freemason, Shriners motto or whatever. So they, you know, and with everything else. But yeah, that's, I don't even know where we were going with that or where I'm going with this.
Well, Steam Shovel anyway. Press and the guy who founded it, Yuri Dalbenko. Yuri was on the program here several times. But it was Ken Thomas was the guy behind
there you go.
Who put it together.
That's right. Too.
And mm-hmm. yeah, and I don't know what happened to Ken
that's
either. It's this is written as if it's still publishing. I
really
maybe it
are you
is.
Checking it out right now. Maybe it is. I hope so. Yeah.
The interview that's right, with Ken Thomas, 2016. 2016. Well, those were the days. They put out. He put out such edgy things. It, one of his featured authors was Jim Keith. Childress.
Right.
David Hatcher Childress, another super writer. Very great researcher of strange, unusual things.
Yeah. Alex Constantine, I think he had on there. That book he wrote was really good. Psychic Dictatorship, way back. I remember that book.
Yeah.
Those were really the days. That was even before that. But
Alex Constantine. I wonder what happened to him. These people were really important. Big people.
One book was awesome. Idea. But yeah, it happens. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Well, I'm not just... Yeah, we tell you what. It's been a lot of years for a lot of people. And so I do think, yeah, we have had some success here. In this battle.
Well, we got the vaccines to slow to a near stop.
To kind of really slow
we
down
did that.
To nothing.
Our people.
We did
our,
that.
Our, we
that's
did
right.
that.
Are they, yeah, the truth, the information. It's just good to know,
forget.
Like 40% maybe of the people, maybe more. Yeah, don't forget that. And that's why his party last week got to be in the audacious spot. Because, you know, I think it is true. You gotta play to win. I mean, if you're playing to lose, go sit on the sidelines. We don't have time for you, man. We'll get you a therapist and whatever. You can. But we're playing to win. We don't play to lose.
I think this needs to be mentioned. I'll try and mention it often. We stopped this like we stopped the Vietnam War. We put, and it's not just Dean and I, a lot of people involved, but our side did this. We stopped the momentum. And they're really trying to figure out how to get it started again. And I don't, they're trying with
that's
this
it.
Stupid Delta, now the Lambda variant. Mm-hmm. Come on, forget it. So stupid. Paying people $100 to get a shot, Dean, apparently alarmed even the dumbest of the dumb. They figured something's wrong with this. Yeah, you're right. Something's really wrong with it.
It did. There was some kind of mainstream people criticizing that. I can't remember who it was, but. Yeah, kind of famous mainstream people say that's ridiculous. I can't remember who that was, but no, I think they overexpose themselves. They always do that when they make these big campaigns, and this time I think they really did. And I think a lot of people were just so scared at first. I mean, they were scared shitless, and they just couldn't even think straight. But I think, honestly, once we turn the corner on the infection rate of this thing, I'm just... Got it through the old people who are going to die from it, and the sick people, and things, you know, the numbers went down, basically. I think, you know, people started being able to think more clearly, you know what I mean, and lost their fear. And then I think they step back, so wait a minute, and then they start maybe considering some of this stuff. And there's been a lot of funny business along the way to help us out. Yeah, like Gates, you know, with his divorce and his wife mentioned Epstein, was part of it. That helps us because, you know, a lot of people at that point in time, Gates was some kind of freaking messiah, I guess. I don't know. But it was weird.
They were trying.
And then
they were trying.
Yeah, he's a loser. That's right. He is a loser. I forgot. Because he's a loser. He should know better.
They found secret. What was it? They found the secret apartment where he was having all of his extramarital activities or something like that. It was something they found. He's just another dirtbag phony.
Yeah.
Here's what I've done. I have put Bill Gates and that little turd Fauci on the same shelf with Chairman Mao and Joseph Stalin. Because before this is over, they may eclipse Mao and Stalin. times 10 yeah. with the number of dead people.
I imagine you will. Yeah. And there's a lot of them that are implicated in that thing. And they're really paying off the medical establishment. And they have paid them off the whole time.
Shame, shame.
The whole time. I mean, these doctors are getting like $30 a vaccination. And they can do like, I don't know, 300 a day or something. And they're getting a lot of money. And they're taking it. And that's just wrong. And so they're not doing their due diligence. They're just keeping their heads down. So you can take it as far down as you want, but I take it as far as it needs to go. And all those people should be subject to prosecution, including your local doctor.
Agreed. Yes. If we only had a real ICC, I mean, the International right. Criminal Court, if it were honest to God, nice. Legitimate, oh,
yeah.
Well, we'd have them busy for years.
Yeah. Yeah. Ramsey Clark tried to do that during the Iraq war. You know, they tried to set up a tribunal and name Bush a war criminal. But, yeah, if it doesn't get the backing of, you know, whatever, the Chatham House crowd. Yes.
Chatham House, that's it. Well, we got that group now that has this international tribunal, I think it's called, and they have tried to bring at least charges and name only.
That's right.
Against
that's right,
these creeps.
I think they got Laurent Gbagbo off of his charges from Ivory Coast, you know, which was the right call because he was run out of there by the chocolate barons, I'm pretty sure.
Right. All right, Dean, listen, these are really crazy times, and I hope all of you listening join Dean and I, and you've got to prepare, okay? Above all, you must be able to withstand if they shut down the water, if they shut down this or that. You've got to have a plan. And they may do it. They may shut the energy down. Remember what Coleman said. Energy, food, and water. Those were the three things he said. So please spend a little family time this weekend and talk about those things. Are you able to survive? All right, my friend. You take care. Talk to you soon. Great talking to you, as always.
Yeah, you too, my friend. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Dean. Good night. Dean Henderson, one of a kind. Talk about a researcher, one of the greatest of our time. We will be right back. Hold on.